Hip, hip, hooray. We're yellow, but I still need a haircut. Welcome. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this June 8th. Dave here. Happy Manic Monday to you. We talked our weekend activities to kick things off today, then heard about some COVIDiots of the day, plural. Another woman went viral in a park, and this time, at least no dogs were choked. Four random facts were shared, and we thinned the herd, as we do every single Monday morning. The dead were a part of Song Stories today. We had a what the hell is that sound for you to figure out. And we're auctioning off a chance to co-host the show for the upcoming Veterans Radiothon. Get caught up on that and everything right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Philadelphia's
classic
rock.
I need the requisite amount of light, John.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Now that we are in our new studios that have windows that Steve is so happy about,
yep.
Our windows have blinds, and for some reason, somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning, Matt and everybody else in the building closes the blinds because the sun, I mean, they must be vampires.
Yeah.
But for us, we want to see the daylight. We want to see the outside. But Steve this morning showed his OCD because he had to make sure that every one of the blinds was at the same raised level.
No. And when I look out the window, if I should be able to see the top of the window as well. If I can't see the top of the window, the blinds are too low.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, I pointed out to him that one of the blinds was uneven. You know when you get the two strings and one gets pulled
sure.
a little more than the
yep,
other?
A little bit
and
too much of a tug.
And then there he is just adjusting it.
I'm an artist.
It is John DeBella Show for this Monday morning, a sunny day, 57 degrees outside right now. And you know, with the weather forecast that we've had in the past week, mm-hmm. right, I could do the next 24 hours in less time than it took to do one day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sunny, high 88. Tonight, clear, low 61. Tomorrow, sunny, high 86.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you, a lot better than last week's forecast, but 57 degrees outside right now. Anything big happen over the weekend? Well, you finally got back into your house.
I got power back Saturday at 9, right. So I got back into my house yesterday.
And from what I understand, it was all lit up.
So I get a text from my neighbor saying, hey, power's back on in the neighborhood, and so are all your lights. And they sent me a text of my house, and this friggin' thing is just lit up everywhere.
Like Christmas?
Like Christmas. Yeah. Every room on the first floor has a light on. The upstairs has a light on. I mean, I remember walking through the house, and I'm just absentmindedly flipping switches. Oh, duh, the power's not on. But I don't go back and flip the switch again.
Them, yeah.
Yeah. So it's me more than anybody. Right. It's not even
you
got to
make sure the power was off in every room.
Right. Yeah. I actually got an update text from Pico that says power has been restored, and I texted them back. Could you turn the power back off? All my lights are on and we're not.
What do they say to that?
Invalid command.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
And what about you, Wager Boy?
For me, it was my turn to have a tree fall.
Really?
Yeah, we were startled awake at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning and thought it was a thunderstorm. The whole house shook. I was like, oh, there's a storm right over us. Then we waited. No rain. No right. thunder. I was like, oh, God, that was a tree.
Oh,
that was definitely a tree.
How close to the house?
Probably about 20 yards.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't see it, though, but I saw my neighbor out on his deck, and he was like, hey, Dave, come on over here. We got work to do. I went over in my pajamas and helped him chainsaw up a tree off the lane. So it was
pajamas and work boots.
Because yeah, yeah.
You were the chainsaw, so you had to have those work boots on.
Yes.
Did you wager on anything this weekend? Was there anything
I
to
did
bet
not,
on?
But golf returns Thursday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So get ready for a lot of golf talk.
Well, Amanda Nunes, is that the way she says her name? The UFC fighter?
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm way up on
Well,
that.
Some guy placed a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $1 million is what he put down
okay.
on her winning.
Okay.
All right?
Did she win?
She won.
Nice.
And he won $166.70.
Oh, so she was a heavy favorite.
Yeah, she was a heavy favorite. Right, right. Yeah, it was like minus 600.
Okay.
And then another guy did a parlay of some kind
sure.
of thing. All right?
What's a parlay like in the fighting
world? I have no idea, but he put out a 44K, and both fighters won, and he walked away with 17-6.
Wow.
So
who has money to put down $44,000 on a bet?
I know.
On
who has money to put
UFC.
Down $1 million yeah, on a damn bet? Right. I mean, really, that's somebody with a problem. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
This coming Wednesday, you know, each and every year we have an auction that goes on to raise money for the VMC. And this year, I can honestly say, probably the best gifts we have ever had.
No doubt.
For the Radiothon. We've got a Peter Frampton autographed guitar.
Yes.
All right. It's a Les Paul autographed guitar.
Yes.
From what I saw when you were showing me that on other auctions, these are going for $5,000 to $7,000.
Yeah.
Right. So you have the opportunity to pick up on that. These are all guitars. We got an autographed Deep Purple guitar, an autographed Foreigner guitar by everyone in the band, and a Skinner guitar by everyone in the band. The Doobie Brothers guitar is by all of the original members. A Ted Nugent guitar, a little Steven Van Zandt has given us a guitar. All of these are going to be up for auction starting on Wednesday. You can go to WMGK.com and make a bid on any one of them. There's a fiddle signed by Charlie Daniels, a personalized gold record from Joan Jett.
Correct.
Right. So if you're the person who gets the top biller, a gold record gets made out to you from her. All of the details will be on WMGK.com with a keyword auction, so you'll be able to go there. I'm not sure if there's anything up there now or if they're not putting up until Wednesday.
Well, so I'm on the website. The photos are up.
Yeah.
But when you click on bid here,
it doesn't take you anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, eBay has looked everywhere. And
all right.
It's not there.
All right. So
it's a 10-day auction, right?
Yeah. It's a 10-day. Yeah. It starts Wednesday and goes straight through the Radiothon.
Cool.
And every hour of the auction, one of those things shuts down. So, you know, like whatever comes up in the 6 o'clock hour, at 7 o'clock, that's gone. Right. And we move on to a new one. You know, 8 o'clock, that's gone. We move on to a new one and we'll be doing it all day long.
I love how little Steven signs it like he's signing a bathroom stall. Little Steven was here.
Oh, really? W-U-Z.
By the way, I was hoping that by now I wouldn't be doing this anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, if the computer would agree with me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the COVIDiots are still out there. I had one from England this morning, but I decided to go with this American one. Because, as you know, we're doing our best to protect ourselves.
Sure.
Right? And there are a lot of people making sure that, like, you know, a package comes in the house, you get something from the supermarket, you want to wipe it down. Right? You know, I understand all of that. Right? You know, fruit and vegetables, you should always be washing before you eat them,
sure,
even when this isn't going on. But believe it or not, 39% of Americans have done some risky things with bleach during the pandemic, including 19% of people who have bleached their fruits and vegetables.
Oh, no.
All right. 18% have used it on their bare skin, and 5% drank or gargled with it.
Read the fine print.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your COVIDiots.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. How was your weekend without children in the house?
Well, it was busy on Saturday.
But they all came home for laundry?
No. Saturday, I accidentally left the water running in the upstairs bathroom.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize until Randy was yelling that the water was coming through the ceiling onto his head in the kitchen.
Oh, brother.
So we cleaned that up. About 6 hours later, I looked up at the kitchen ceiling, realized that the light fixture was filled with water.
Oh, God.
And so yesterday, we put a new light in the kitchen.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you had a busy little Home Depot weekend. That's nice.
Exactly.
That's nice. By the way, we've been talking about the Karens. For those, if your name is Karen, I am sorry, but the guys explained this to me a couple of weeks ago about what the Karens are. Karen is the woman who always goes, I want to see the manager. Karen's the woman who always, like, gets involved. Karen's the woman who gets in your face about your face mask.
Right.
Right, all that. Well, there's a Karen out in California, and a woman posted a video on TikTok after a random woman scolded her for letting her kids drive around in Power Wheels. You know, like the little cars, electric cars, they go about half a mile an hour.
I saw it posted. I didn't click on it. Do we have the audio?
We have the audio, it sounds like this.
Just let your little kids drive all over the place with it.
They're playing. That's what the park is for.
I never saw a car in here before.
It's a Power Wheel park,
man. What bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid, and you're not with him.
It's not a real car.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a delightful
nanny. They don't have a driver's license for their toy car. If it had pedals, would it have been okay? And, you know?
I mean, the high speed on those things is like 7 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Is it that fast?
If you turbocharge it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what she needs?
You are an idiot!
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Here it is, a Monday morning. That means I got to press this button. We got some randoms to get to.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
five. All right, Cindy, get us going. What do you got?
The guy who invented glow sticks didn't know they were popular at concerts and festivals until 2013.
What? What?
Yeah.
Wow. I worked at a radio station once where they had an announcement about glow sticks, right? About don't throw things on stage.
Sure.
It always ends up, don't throw bottles, don't throw this, don't throw your underwear, don't throw those green things that glow. Right? You know, how could he not? Right, what do you have, Steve?
Almost every cell phone in Japan is waterproof, and it's been that way for a decade.
Okay.
That's because women were so obsessed with their phones, they wouldn't stop taking them into the shower.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Here, we just make you buy a new one. All right. Dave?
Yeah, when Milton Bradley invented the game of life in 1860.
1860?
1860 is when that came out. Yeah, one of the possible outcomes was suicide.
What?
In fun the game?
Yeah, real fun game.
You ever play life?
No,
kind of makes you kill yourself.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, in 1860, it probably would.
Iceland's population is so small and secluded that whenever two people start dating, there's a serious risk that they're related. There's even an app where people can put their names in and find out if they're related to the person they're going to go out on a date with before they go.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This explains Bjork.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Well, I told you that this morning's song story has to do with John Belushi. And John Belushi was a big fan of the Grateful Dead. And he wanted to join them on stage before their appearance on Saturday Night Live. They were making their second appearance on Saturday Night Live. They were playing the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, and he wanted to be on stage. Well, here's what Mickey Hart and Bill Kreutzmann had to say about that.
Belushi wanted to set in on U.S. Blues, and he wanted to come in and sing the chorus, and somebody in the band didn't want him to do that, but he did it anyway, and the whole place was just in a gut laugh. And I saw a picture back from that, and I look over, and there's Mickey laughing his head off, and everybody's smiling like crazy. It was one of the most fun things I ever saw.
He cartwheeled on the stage, and he wound up right at the microphone for the beginning of the first line.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you, and it starts like this.
What the hell is that?
Okay, you ready?
All right,
everybody listening, you ready there, Cindy?
Yep.
All right, now, I want to give the audience a chance at this, too. So if you know it immediately, right, just pass.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What the hell is this?
What the hell is that?
Do you have any idea?
A meditation chamber at Coachella.
Okay.
I don't even know. I heard a bird.
Yeah. You heard a bird?
Yeah, there's a bird tweeting.
There was a bird that tweeted? No, I didn't hear the bird. You got any idea, Cindy?
No, I heard the bird too. That's
you heard the
somewhere
bird,
where there's a bird.
Oh, it's a bird. A pretty bird.
So it's outside.
No. Yeah. So, okay. It is outside. I didn't hear the bird.
Windy.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
It's a drone, though.
So for just for giggles here, there are other things to add to that, but for just for giggles,
sure.
If you have any idea what that is, call us here in the studio. The question at hand.
What the hell is that?
And this is the sound we're talking about. Right? You got no idea, do you?
No, it's semi-eerie.
very early.
What the hell is that?
I'm going to call it a road sweeper.
Nope, sorry, not a road sweeper. Tom, what was that?
Hey, John, it sounded like a street sweeper going down past your house.
Nope, not a street sweeper or a road sweeper. Let's go over to Steve. Steve, what do you think that is? What the hell is that sound?
You know what it sounds like, John? It sounds like a subway tunnel.
Tunnel, not a road sweeper in any shape or form. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, what? I heard about this.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it, though.
Yeah, what they did was they redid the walkway on the bridge to make the bridge more aerodynamic so that in high winds it wouldn't sway.
Sure.
So the walkway is, you know, kind of ventilated, and that's the wind moving through the Golden Gate Bridge. And when you now drive over the bridge, it sings to you.
That's cool.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
I said that there was something special, a special announcement that we were going to make this morning at 7:40, and it is now 7:40 and time for that announcement. You know, the Radiothon is only 2 weeks away. It's June 19th, the Friday before Father's Day. And we've got a lot planned, a lot going on. The broadcast will happen, and we're hoping that you will show the same support that you have in years past. I realize money is tight this year, but it would be nice if you could make some sort of donation. Anything is going to help, whether it's $1, $5, or $10. It is all going to help. Now, this coming Wednesday, the Radiothon auction will begin with a lot of great things this year, probably the best auction items we've ever had. All right. As far as guitars go, we have a Peter Frampton signed Les Paul guitar.
Yeah, it is sweet.
We've got a Deep Purple autographed guitar by the entire band, Foreigner by the band, George Thorogood on his own, Skinner, the entire Lynyrd Skynyrd band signed one, the Doobie Brothers, the three original members signed one. We got one from Ted Nugent, one from Little Steven. We've got a fiddle signed by Charlie Daniels, right, and a Joan Jett gold record personalized to you. All of this auction starts on Wednesday, and it will shut down each and every hour during the course of the Radiothon. So wherever the first thing is up for auction, it'll only be available for 1 hour.
Right.
And then as soon as that hour is up, another thing is available. Now, 1 hour will have nothing available, and that is the 12 o'clock hour. If you go to the auction page, you'll notice that the 12 o'clock hour is missing. And that is because I've come up with this idea, and I think it would be a great way to raise some money for the vets and a great opportunity for one of our listeners. Right. I'm looking for a co-host. I want a co-host for the Veterans Radiothon on the 12 o'clock hour on Friday the 19th. All right. And all you've got to do, there's nothing online for this. In order for you to be the co-host, put a bid in, tell us how much you're willing to pay to be the co-host for the 12 o'clock hour of the Radiothon. You get to pick all the music. Right. You can interview our guests. You can promote the Radiothon. I'll be there, with you because you'll be my co-host. Right. And all you got to do in order to make this bid is send an email to cohost@wmgk.com. Now, the deadline to enter your bid will be Tuesday, June 16th by 5 p.m.
Okay.
Because by the next day, we need to put a day buffer in there in case we got a couple of people who are tied or, want a shot at raising their bid.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your bid might be, submit it to cohost@wmgk.com.
All right.
Right?
That's cool.
Right.
It's really cool.
Yeah, no, I like this idea. I like it a lot. I mean, it's better than like playing requests for $25 or something that. Yeah, no, this would be a great way. And here's the other opportunity. You want to see what this job is like? We'll show you what this job is like. You'll be broadcasting live with us as my co-host.
Right. So at the 12 o'clock hour, what do?
Get me coffee.
I've never gotten you coffee before.
Well,
technically, actually, the question really is, what is Dave going to do? Because I'm still going to have to be in contact with the studio.
What Dave's going to do?
Get us coffee.
Right?
Nope.
Grab me a beer.
I'll smack the printer for you if you need help. That's about it.
Let's see. Well, we could raise some additional money during that hour. How long can Dave jump rope?
I give him, 10
Set
seconds.
Up a boot camp course like a veteran went through.
right
out in the parking lot.
I could get somebody to do that.
I believe it.
I can get someone to do that.
That's
I
fine.
Know someone who's been wanting to do that with us for a long
little
time.
Tough mutter
all
on
right.
the lot.
All right. Okay.
It is sort of like a Tough Mudder course right now with all the construction.
Yes, it is. It is.
That
indeed.
Sounds like a great idea.
All right.
We have 2 weeks till Radiothon and this building. We need 2 years with this building to be allowed to do that. They yelled at us for pouring water on John on the grass.
Yes.
So, look, most importantly is, how would you like to be my co-host for the Radiothon on the 19th, the 12 o'clock hour from noon to 1 o'clock? You pick the music, you set up the songs, you get to do all of that on your own from our vast library of music. So if you want in, send an email to co-host at WMGK.com. Tell us what your bid is in order to be the co-host for that hour. And remember, by Tuesday, June 16th at 5 o'clock, you've got to have your bids in because we're going to be picking somebody. Co-host at WMGK.com. Your chance to be a radio star. In as far as being the co-host on the show, you know, I was thinking about it. There should be some other perks that come with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make sure that whoever the co-host is for the 12 o'clock hour of the Radiothon, get him one of the MGK staff shirts.
Okay.
That's right, right. Cool. Maybe a whole bunch of station swag and see what else we could throw into it.
I'm sure we've got vinyl.
Right. Oh, yeah. We get a whole bunch of vinyl. That would be great. You know, because Nancy's always hoarding that stuff, mm-hmm. waiting for the right thing. Well, this is the right thing. So if you would like to be a co-host of the John DiBella Show during the Radiothon for the 12 o'clock hour, just send in a bid to co-host at WMGK.com and make sure it's here by Tuesday, June 16th at 5 o'clock, because that's when we're shutting it down. In case there's a bidding war,
yeah.
We need a one-day buffer. Let's check with Cindy, and she doesn't even have a staff shirt.
That's right? True.
She doesn't even have a business card.
Wait a minute. I don't have a staff shirt.
Right.
I didn't get a staff shirt.
You didn't get a staff shirt?
No.
You didn't get the satin jacket either?
I didn't know we had satin jackets.
You never got the MGK satin jacket?
Didn't know we had one.
Right. What about the MGK undersized t-shirts?
I definitely have sweatshirts.
the ones like the shirt is the right size, but you can't get your hand through the cuff.
Oh no, I don't have one of those.
You get one of those?
No.
So they must be made in China because
you have
to have really little hands to get your hand through this sweatshirt.
John DiBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Time for us. Thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
Only in Florida could you go to a nightclub, meet a woman, and she steals your Rolex watch and hides it in her hoo-ha. Okay, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Police say that Delageria Brookins stole five of the luxury timepieces worth about 108 grand, with four of them finding their way into her nether regions. Brookins reportedly met Ramon Diaz at a club in Miami and went back to his hotel room before swiping the watches and making a break for it. He had all five of them, all right? When the cops showed up, they were only able to find one of the watches externally. She had one on her somewhere, but the other four were still missing. They found the others when they did a strip search at jail, and Brookins, who sports an ironic whore tattoo on her left arm, is now facing a slew of charges, including grand theft, resisting an officer with violence, possession of cocaine and battery, and then they added criminal mischief after she urinated in her holding cell.
Oh, my God.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
62-year-old Kenneth Woods went to a police station in Evansville, Indiana, to file a complaint on Monday against his crack dealer.
What?
Yes, it never occurred that complaining about your crack dealer means that you are admitting to having a crack dealer. Well, Kenneth was upset because his crack dealer and his dealer's significant other were letting him buy his crack on credit. But that debt has reached over $400.
That's a nice crack dealer.
Yes, very nice. Well, they're now trying to collect.
Right.
And they're not very nice anymore. Since he hasn't paid, they're threatening to mess up his car and shoot him. The cops took down the complaint, and they're searching for the crack dealer. Now, there is a silver lining here for Kenneth.
Okay.
He had no crack on him when he went to the police station, so they had to let him go.
Exonerated.
In the herd.
Over to you.
I got the least lucky lottery winner ever, a 33-year-old woman in Paradise, Newfoundland. Last week, she went into a convenience store and bought a scratch-off, wins $38,000.
Uh-huh.
But there was a problem. She bought the winning lottery ticket with a stolen credit card.
Okay.
When that happens. The cops investigated the theft. They figured out the thief used the credit card to buy the lottery tickets at the store. So when she tried to cash in the winning ticket at the lottery office the next day, the only thing she won was a pair of handcuffs. She was arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card.
How could she not think that, like, they would be waiting for her?
Right.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there is a 58-year-old guy named Frank Peretto, and he's a New Hampshire state representative. He's in the state house there. He's in his seventh term and just hit a serious roadblock. Because a 38-year-old porn producer named Jonathan Carter from Simi Valley, California, just sued him. According to Jonathan, he and Frank made a deal to produce pornos with Frank as the star.
Nice.
All right. This happened back in June of last year. Frank flew to California to film his scenes. But he was really unhappy with how it turned out. So the next day, he went to Jonathan's house and punched him in the head.
Naturally.
Okay. The Simi Valley police decided not to press charges, but Jonathan is seeking unspecified punitive damages in his lawsuit, and he says that his tape show, Frank and the Porn, will prove it happened. Frank, on the other hand, is claiming it's extortion, and he's using the I don't know what you're talking about defense.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.